Unhappy Ending, Wisconsin Democrat Ron Kind Announces Retirement. By Jacob Bliss on August 10, 2021. Scandal-ridden Wisconsin Democrat Representative Ron Kind announced his retirement on Tuesday after staying silent for months on a seedy massage parlor that advertises on illicit sites and from which he accepted tens of thousands of dollars in rent. Kind will not run for a 13th term in Congress, according to Politico Playbook. Breitbart News has extensively reported on the seedy massage parlor Kind kept as a tenant known as Asian Sunny Massage, previously named Impression Spa. His financial disclosure forms from 2018 and 2019 showed that he made up to $50,000 in rent income each year. The parlor has been caught advertising on various illicit websites that police have known to be sites for soliciting sex, like RubMaps, Assort List, and BodyRubsMap. Notably, RubsMaps has been described as the Yelp for these types of businesses. Additionally, the building that houses the seedy parlor and the massage parlor tenants themselves have been linked to sex trafficking and prostitution in the past. Breitbart News uncovered newspaper reports from the 1970s and 1980s that showed the building was known by law enforcement as the House of Prostitution. This led to the conviction of multiple operators of the establishment a little over a decade before the Democrat congressman bought it. The apparent owner was also reportedly linked to prostitution in Minnesota and South Dakota. Meanwhile, during the onslaught of news about Kind and the seedy parlor, the congressman took President Joe Biden out for ice cream near the parlor while touring the area. The two were only a short, one-minute walk away. During the last week in July, Kind refused to answer any questions on camera about human trafficking and prostitution and why he has not shut down the business. National Republican Congressional Committee, NRCC, spokesman Mike Berg said in a statement, "Ron Kind chose to retire rather than defend Democrats' record of rising prices, rising crime, and skyrocketing illegal immigration. Kind's retirement is the clearest sign yet that Democrats' House majority is toast." However, Ron Kind was not alone in facing bad press. His wife, Tani, in June, liked a tweet from an Antifa sympathizer asserting that anyone can be Antifa and that everyone should be Antifa since Antifa is not an organization for which one needs a membership card. The Antifa sympathizer's tweet was a response to Representative Nancy Mace's RSC tweet showing that her house vandalized with spray-painted Antifa graffiti.